From Paging America, May 6, 2026. The week in healthcare news. In October 2025, Louisiana's Attorney General filed a lawsuit to prohibit telehealth and pharmacy access to the abortion pill mifepristone. A federal judge put the case on hold pending the completion of a so-called safety review of the drug by the FDA. Louisiana appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Last Friday, the Fifth Circuit Court ruled in favor of Louisiana and issued a national stay on the dispensing of mifepristone via telehealth. The ruling even impacts states where abortion is legal and cuts off telemedicine prescribing of the drug for non-abortion purposes, such as easing miscarriages. Polling from Tavern Research in partnership with the committee is featured in an article in The Independent titled "Abortion Rights Groups Brace for Another Supreme Court Battle After Justices Restore Telehealth Access to Widely Used Drug." Nearly three-quarters of voters say decisions about Medicaid abortion should be between a woman and her healthcare provider, according to the Committee to Protect Healthcare, a political advocacy group of 36,000 medical workers. The group's latest survey also found that 60% of voters don't want courts to overrule doctors and the FDA on abortion drugs, and 57% said a state's abortion ban should not be used to restrict access to telehealth prescriptions for abortion drugs. Roughly one quarter of respondents D states that ban abortion should also be able to stop doctors in other states from prescribing medication abortion across state lines. Mifepristone manufacturer Danko appealed the ruling, but after no response from the Fifth Circuit Court, both Danko and Gen BioPro, another manufacturer, appealed to the Supreme Court over the weekend and, on Monday morning, Justice Samuel Alito issued a stay until May 11, temporarily restoring access. In Oklahoma, legislators sent the governor a bill that would criminalize the use of abortion pills, making it a felony to provide the drugs. Some good news out of Wyoming. A judge has granted a temporary restraining order on the state's six-week abortion ban. And more good news out of Idaho, courtesy of Boise State Public Radio. Idaho abortion ballot initiative exceeds signature requirements for November election at Slate. Mary Ziegler explains a new approach being used by anti-abortion zealots to block efforts to secure abortion rights in her piece. Eight courts are blocking abortion bans left and right. This means that abortion is legal once again in the state. Republicans have a plan to stop them. Trump pulled his nominee for Surgeon General, Casey Means, last week and replaced her with FOX News contributor Dr. Nicole Safier, his third choice for the position. In his post about the switch, he blamed Louisiana Sen. Bill Cassidy, who he called a very disloyal person playing political games for Means' lack of support, as did Means' brother Callie. RFK Jr. and Trump's pick over Cassidy in the upcoming Senate primary, Julia Letlow. Means herself blamed Sen. Lisa Murkowski. Safier is a radiologist who has served as a Fox News contributor since 2018. She is also the director of breast imaging at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, Monmouth. Additionally, Safier runs the Wellness Unmasked podcast, where she engages in unfiltered conversations about wellness and provides evidence-based insight about healthy living practices. The MAHA crowd is decidedly not happy with the choice. Dr. NBC News. Trump administration appeals ruling that blocked RFK Jr. Vaccine overhaul med page today. New CDC messaging may be eroding trust in vaccines. Survey finds MedPage Today has released the report censored by the CDC that showed the success of COVID-19 vaccines at keeping people out of hospitals. Safier would be a catastrophic mistake on messaging and communicating with MAHA at a time where the coalition is very fragile. Alex Clark, a prominent MAHA activist who hosts a podcast for the conservative political group Turning Point USA, wrote in a Friday post to X for her 166,000 followers. The New York Times. Since Congress let Obamacare subsidies expire, millions are dropping coverage. Millions of Americans appear to be dropping Obamacare coverage in the months since Congress failed to extend the generous subsidies that had become a defining feature of the Affordable Care Act. Much of the four-hour hearing and resulting press coverage focused on site-neutral payments as a policy solution addressing high hospital pricing. Hospitals accounted for nearly one-third of U.S. healthcare spending in 2024, or about $1.6 trillion, according to a report in the journal Health Affairs. Many insurers and analysts are estimating overall declines of about 20%, dropping to around 19 million from the 24 million who were covered under the ACA last year. Hospital CEOs were called before the House Ways and Means Committee to answer questions about high healthcare costs. Another study, published in JAMA Health Forum, found that patients tend to pay more for the same doctor's visits when their doctor is part of a hospital or a private equity firm. The American people are fed up with outrageous prices that seem artificially high, said Rep. Related from Fierce Healthcare, on Capitol Hill, health system CEOs agree to rational reworking of site-neutral payments on Friday. Nebraska's new Medicaid work requirements went into effect, the first state in the nation to impose them as required by the Big Beautiful Bill Act and Billionaire Tax Giveaway. Jason Smith, RMO, the committee's chair. Nebraska is the only state to push forward before the federal government releases guidance in June on what the program should look like. New polling from KFF shows healthcare costs are still the top concern of voters.